House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the World Central Kitchen in Washington on Tuesday and greeted some of the federal workers affected by the shutdown. Chef Jose Andres is offering free meals to government employees who are not getting their paycheck. Ahead of her visit, Pelosi told reporters that the Democrats would not vote on Trump's plan until the government is reopened.
Cannot have the president, every time he has an objection, to say, I'll shut down government until you come to my way of thinking. Understand, that is part of the point of this. If we hold the employees hostage now, they're hostage forever.
Democrats in Congress also rejected Trump's offer to extend legal protections for immigrants who were brought to the United States illegally as children, pointing out that he was the one who had withdrawn those protections known as DACA.
It's like bargaining for stolen goods.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate would vote on Trump's proposal on Thursday.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding.
Trump's hand was weakened Tuesday when the Supreme Court said it would not act on DACA, meaning the law would remain in place for some time. Later Tuesday, McConnell said the Senate would vote on both Republican and Democratic proposals to end the shutdown. The decision marks a shift for McConnell, who has said that he would not allow votes on measures that the president would not sign. Either bill needs 60 votes to pass. If neither gets the needed bipartisan support, many more government employees may depend on free meals. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.